name is Frankie, and today I'm going to be talking about the impact of social media and how it relates to our everyday lives. So to start us off, I'm going to be explaining a little bit where social media came from, or the first ideas of it. And surprisingly, the first forms of it dates way back to 1970s, around that time, where like desktops first started becoming more popular and technology was advancing. So through that, people would connect on the virtual world and have conversations via email instead of face-to-face or physical mail. So as time continued, technology started to become more advanced, like laptops, smartphones, tablets, all of that started to be produced. And along with that, apps were made like LinkedIn and Facebook, which really changed kind of the whole social media aspect. People were starting to use more and more of it, and it became extremely popular. Moving on to current times, we use social media very frequently throughout our days, and some may not even realize it. For example, you could be checking your daily news on your phone, sports networks, checking in on your friends, posting yourself. Me, for example, I can use different social media apps to either check up on my friends, see what's going on in the world, or sometimes purely just for entertainment. Moving on, the main goal of social media is to spread joy with funny videos, sharing things you love about yourself, connecting with people, all that sorts of fun stuff. But unfortunately, there are many downsides to it, and people experience it all the time. For example, cyberbullying, unwanted messages, or controversial posts, along with much more. So, some may question how social media can have an impact or reflect your life. And with things like cyberbullying or getting threats online can definitely have an effect on your mood or make you feel uncomfortable, which has a reflect on your life. Vice versa, where you get to connect with someone you haven't talked to in a long time or see a funny video, which can make you happy and spark serotonin, and that can also have a positive effect on your mood. Based on what we read in our textbook, in recent years, sexting, that is an exchange of explicit sexual messages, pictures, or other types of content via mobile phones, has created diffuse anxieties related to services such as Snapchat. So, to sum up what I've stated, social media does, in fact, play a huge role in our everyday lives, with along playing a big role in the digital world. So it is only going to get more advanced from this point on with new technology coming out every day. But that's all I have for us today. Thank you so much for listening.